Fred Film Radio, New Horizons International Film Festival, Wrocław, Poland.
This is Fred Film Radio, and I am Diego Aparicio reporting from Wrocław on the opening night of the 2019 New Horizons Film Festival. I am here as a participant of the 9th edition at the Developing Your Film Festival course organized by the Independent Cinema Office. I have the pleasure of being here with the director of the ICO, Catherine Deforge. I was just hoping to get a bit of information on the ICO as an organization and the course in particular. Would you like to tell us about what the aim of the course is and when it was established?
So the course was established 9 years ago, and the aim of it is to really provide a more formal training structure for people who work in independent film festivals, because as you know, there is no kind of formal structure or training program for people who work in that area. Quite a lot of people start their careers by volunteering, or they start in, you know, one aspect of the work, like marketing or programming or sponsorship, but then they end up having to do everything. And essentially, film festivals, you know, they're a tricky economy, because you might work all year for an event that lasts 5 days, so you have 5 days or 10 days to make an income that will keep you employed for, you know, the rest of the time. They're really kind of big in enterprise. So there was no training at all available. It's not something you can do a degree in. And at the same time, a lot of the issues and challenges for people who work in film festivals are very common to each other, but they had really no shared networks where they could like talk to each other, where they could share experiences. A lot of them were doing had quite a lot of the same questions, which are, how do we develop new audiences, how do we make ourselves more economically sustainable, how do we cope with the rise of something like Netflix or people watching things online, how do we still make watching films as a collective experience relevant to today's audiences. So we wanted to build a space where people could meet each other, where they could share ideas, where they could meet new contacts, that was kind of mutually supportive. And we also brought in people from some of the biggest film festivals in the world to share their examples of good practice so everybody could learn from them.
That's terrific. And I must say, you do have a quite intimidating, if I may, selection of speakers at this course. It's really invaluable to all of us here, I think, to hear just the best practices being applied in all these big festivals. You've got TIFF, you've got the terrific Vilnius Film Festival, which is, I think, a great case study of a success story. So how is it all funded, and what role does the EU play in this?
So it's mostly funded by Creative Europe. We also get some money from British Council, because we are obviously British. So it's about us taking the work that we do to another country. And then we also work in partnership with Vilnius. So we usually do an event there every year for at the festival. And then we also work in partnership with, in turn, the festival that the course takes place at. So this year we're doing it in partnership with New Horizons. But the EU provides the majority of the funding, and then obviously people have to pay some fees to come. But what we try and do is bring that down by giving people bursaries and scholarships to enable them to get to wherever the course is being held.
I think your bursaries are quite generous, and I think it's made it possible for everyone to be here. So thank you. And how do you think that the course aligns with the ICO's broader aims? And why is it that you think it's important to reach beyond UK borders?
Okay, so the ICO is really an organisation that believes that cinema can change people's lives, that like all great art forms, it has the ability to transform people's lives. And we also think that everywhere, wherever they live, deserves or, you know, should have the right to watch life-changing cinema. A lot of people don't. A lot of people don't have cinemas, or they don't have, they just have a very narrow choice of films. So if you like, all of our work is about doing that. And we try and, if you like, within the UK, be a one-stop organisation for everything from distribution to programming advice to events to training to how to build a cinema. So we do a lot of consultancy, so we work with a lot of different places. And so this course really aligns with those those values, because obviously quite often film festivals start because there isn't an opportunity to see those films anywhere else. Sometimes they happen in towns where there is no cinema. There's certainly no cinema that is kind of not national cinema or not Hollywood cinema. And obviously, you know, there are lots and lots of amazing films being made throughout Europe and the rest of the world that a commercial distributor won't pick up. You know, lots of documentaries, lots of short films, lots of films that would appeal to younger audiences. And quite often, you know, really famous directors, that's where their careers start. So for us, the film festival ethos, which is all about passion and bringing new work to wider audiences, is kind of why we exist, if you like. So that's why we wanted to do it. We've always, as an organisation, worked internationally because we're quite unusual. So we often got contacted by people externally from overseas who'd kind of found us from research or said, oh, there's nothing like this in our country. So before we established this course, we had already done training programs. We do training programs in the UK, but we had been and delivered courses in other countries because people had asked us to go there and do it. And so that's why we decided to do it. And we had been talking to Creative Europe over a number of years about the best way to support with training this kind of sector. So that's where it came from.
It's terrific. Thank you for that very detailed account. And I can say, as a Cypriot, I can relate to exactly what you said about not being able to see this brilliant breadth of cinema out there that's just more independent. So what other professional training opportunities does the ICO offer?
We offer a range of courses in the UK. We actually do another course that attracts a lot of international applicants, so though we primarily started it for people from the UK. That's called Cultural Cinema Exhibition, and that's a 10-day course. That's everything to do with programming and working in a cinema or a film festival. We do courses for people, women in women's leadership, because there are very few CEOs of, or at least there are in the UK, of cinemas. We do courses on marketing, on things like, you know, using data to reach new audiences. We do lots of sort of marketing courses, education, business, all of those sorts of things. So when we started, when the ICO started, there was no formal training in the UK for anybody working in our sector. And so we wanted to start so that there would be a kind of more formal pathway, so people could get more skills and they would be better at their jobs and it would make their organisations more sustainable.
Brilliant. So coming back to this passion of yours for cinema, can I just ask, where did that come from and how did you develop as a film professional?
Well, when I was young, when I was a teenager, I went to the cinema all the time, and I went to my local independent cinema that showed all the kinds of films that all these sort of the festivals here would show. And so that's where I developed my love for film. And then I didn't live in the capital, I didn't live in London, I lived in the countryside, and so for me it was really important to be able to watch those films. And then I went and studied film at university, and then at that time it was very hard to get into that sector. So then I did another degree, I did another MA, an MA in film and television. And then part of that, I did some work experience. I did a project, you know, I did a sort of internship, if you like, as part of that further degree. And that's how I started. But I would say, although all the people I talk to these days that are young still feel it's really difficult, it's very hard, but I think it's easier than it was then, because then there was no internet and you didn't even know about the jobs. They weren't even advertised. And if unless you were related to somebody, it was really hard to find out about the jobs and even get them. One of the most important things I think that the ICO has done is that we have a jobs page on our website, and they're not just jobs for our organisation. We put any job that's related to film in this sector in the UK on there, and we do it for free so that organisations can advertise. And we have a jobs email list that people subscribe to. So I hope that we have done a little bit to try and make it more accessible for people.
I think you absolutely have. Thank you so much, Catherine. This was Diego Aparicio, and you are listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.